Okay, we'll call this process back to order, and we'll address what Councillor Havlicek has to say.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for coming forward with your plan, for being so patient tonight. It's been a long evening. Part of my job, well, is most of my job is addressing the needs of the community and trying to come up with a balance between having an application come forward and striking some middle ground with what we hear from residents. I'm quite concerned on two fronts, two major fronts. I wrote up a list of 12 conditions that I was going to read into the report as part of my motion, but I'm going to zone in on two because I think they're critical for you tonight. I cannot live with the height being three stories. I think we heard that loud and clear that it's not in keeping. Two stories would put it on par with a two-story home, and I cannot live with a notion of a lodge being part of this. It just creates a different element. So those two conditions you've said in your presentation could be reworked, the notion of two. Okay, well, here's your options. Your options are for 12 conditions to come with this tonight, and then it moves on. And those two you've said you can't live with, or you can withdraw this application and take it back and rework your plans and come forward. And then we would keep the public representations open for you to come back with something else. So does that pretty much capture what we discussed? So you can discuss it and let us know how you'd like us to pursue.
60 days.
60 days would be time frame, so at our March meeting. All right. To make a point of clarification on what I said.
I'm going to clarify the withdraw comment. If you withdraw your application, you have to reapply with the planning department. To come back in the maximum 60 days, we would have to adjourn this application for further consultations either with, I guess, with the planners, with the public service.
Yeah, and so within that 60 days, it would be our hope that you would conduct
yes.
some more public consultation and perhaps revise your plan.
Thank you. Councillor Habersbach and Councillor Norman. The consensus amongst our group is that we would like you to proceed and make a decision on our proposal as it stands now.
Then I'll ask you if you have anything beyond that to add to the process, to your comments, to your rebuttals.
I'm sorry?
Do you have anything further to add other than that you'd like us to make a decision tonight?
I think we've made our presentation. We've answered your questions to the best of our ability, and I think we've answered the questions and comments that the Buckingham homeowners had. So I think at this time we would like a decision from you and Councillor Habersbach.
Fair enough. We'll excuse you then. Thank you very much for your presentations. Okay. On the record, yeah. All right, we will have both item 2 and 3.
What page is this?
Why is this not scrolling? No, you can stand down, gentlemen. We're done. Thank you.
Page 8.
Where am I here? I'm at 18.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
And I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
And so what I've essentially done here is I've rejected the application, and I move that the reasons are numerous. I felt that there's traffic issues, there's drainage issues not addressed, the height, the a notion of a lodge, the buffer inconsistencies, the major issue of drainage and water connection, many unanswered questions that I don't feel have been adequately presented here tonight. And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Okay, that is the rezoning now, the variances, do they automatically? We need to do that as well.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
I move that
opposed,
the
carried.
Receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
And I move that criteria A to D of subsection 2473 of the Charter set out below are not satisfied.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. And that is the
I move adjournment.
End of the evening, and we beat the clock.
And thank you.
Thank you for attending, everyone. Good night.